farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Coffee farmers, imagine an industry where you have the opportunity to increase your local coffee sales and production. Well, your imagination can become a reality. In today's program, we'll be looking at the coffee industry and what's in store for production in Jamaica. I'm Camilla Guthrie. Stay tuned.
Climate change will likely cause an increase in tropical storms, which result in flooding. Floods destroy crops and livestock, damage buildings and other infrastructure, and can even result in death. So protect yourself and your property. Leave steep slopes and riverbanks under natural vegetation. Don't build along rivers and gullies. Support the Jamaica Conservation and Development Trust in protecting the forests of the Blue and Jonquil Mountains National Park to help adjust to climate change, supply water for eastern Jamaica, reduce soil erosion, and safeguard unique plants and animals. This message is sponsored by CaribSave.
Most of the island's coffee production is done in the Blue Mountains. At 5,000 feet above sea level, the rich soil and continuous rainfall combine to create conditions perfect for cultivating the world's most distinguished brew, the Jamaica Blue Mountain Coffee. Famous for its perfection in flavor, intense aroma, and balanced taste, the Jamaica Blue Mountain Coffee is the most sought-after brand in the world. However, despite its rich flavor and taste, several factors led to a fall in demand for the crop. Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Roger Clark says there has been a shift and the Jamaican coffee is back on the market at high demand.
It has been confirmed that the coffee market is now rebounding and there is again a huge demand for Jamaican coffee at premium prices. This year is the highest price that has been paid for coffee any time in Jamaica's history.
The minister says measures are currently being undertaken to assist small farmers with financing to increase their production. So, what will be done to help local coffee production? The agriculture minister says imported coffee will be taxed. This is expected to assist with developing and boosting local production.
We have been importing a substantial amount of coffee. What we intend to do is to put a cess on imported coffee to use that money to help to develop our local coffee production. Locally, we collect cess. So if our producers are paying cess, those who are importing must also pay the cess.
Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Roger Clark. The proverb for this morning is, "Wanty wanty can getty no wanty." Translation, those who are in want cannot get it, and those who already have don't want it. This means that you're to count your blessings and do not take what you have for granted. Others may just be hoping they had what you have.
The following is a message from the Ministry of Education.
We're appealing to principals to ask parents to buy only those books that are absolutely necessary. For the first time, the Ministry of Education has reviewed all book lists from the school and will be approving the list of books for schools to give parents to purchase at different grades. No book lists are to be issued by schools unless approved by the Ministry of Education. We're giving some guidelines. Parents should not be spending more than an average of $5,000 on supplementary texts at the primary level. Look carefully at what the ministry is giving you first and see why there is need for anything else. And if there is a doubt, please call us and we will explain. And about $12,000 at the grade 7 to 9 levels at the secondary schools. When you go higher with the specific subjects for CSEC that will require more, we will give you further information on that.
A message from the Ministry of Education.
That brings us to the end of this morning's program. Join us again next time. Until then, please feel free to keep up with us by visiting our website at jis.gov.jm or on Facebook. With studio engineer Joel Samuels and for producer Evadne Brown, I'm Camilla Guthrie wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production.